Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine cooler, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. The pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day.
Here's the next delivery, and Shohei swings at that one and drives a ball deep to right center. It is out of here! Ohtani cranks another one out. A two-homer day for him. Angels get a little bit closer, and now it's an 8-6 Oakland lead.
I believe they hit seven home runs last night and lost.
They did, 8-7 to the A's.
Which is a record for the number of home runs hit in a loss. Yikes. Well, it's a hard way to lose.
It's like the Angels can do no right after that, after the hot start they had to the season.
Yeah, no, they can't. It's like watching the Yankees against actually a quality team.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
Houston, Mets, Mariners. They have a winning record against any of them? No. No.
Mariners, yeah.
No, they lost 2 out of 3.
I thought they had an earlier series out there, but maybe I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Right. I know. Right, they have one coming up after the St. Louis series this weekend.
Yeah, they'll lose 2 out of 3 in that one, too. Hey, come on. This is why, if you're a Yankee fan, the playoffs are like, you mean only the good teams make the playoffs? But what about the Royals? I want to face the Royals. Oh, jeez. All right. What have I repeatedly been saying about Big Ten expansion in the TV contract in terms of number of teams? What have I been saying over and over again?
Only ND.
That's it. Only, that's it. They're the only ones. So Dennis Dodd wrote a column that And in the column, he cites industry sources. And and what he's telling you essentially is what we've been saying the entire time. You can't expand unless they raise the number. And according to what Dennis Dodd wrote, it goes along exactly, almost verbatim, what we've been saying now for 5 weeks. I realize that when expansion of any kind happens in college sports, the rides at Fantasyland open up. I've got that. Everybody starts coming up with all these scenarios. Clemson, Florida State, Miami. They're going to go to the SEC. Stanford, Oregon, Washington, North Carolina. They're going to go to the Big Ten. You're going to have 24 teams in the SEC, 24 teams in the Big Ten. No, you're not. You want to know why? Because it's not economically feasible. That's why. A basic econ course can tell you that. So what has happened, according to what Dennis Dodd wrote, what's happened is what we talked about. when the idea of Oregon, Washington, Stanford, and Cal was broached, they essentially said, we're not going to pay the extra $320 to $400 million a year to do it. Now, you're saying to me, so your question is a natural one. Where do you come up with $320 to $400 million? Okay. It is being estimated, and it's only an estimate, that each Big Ten school is going to get $80 to $100 million out of this deal. That's what the estimates say. We'll find out in 2 weeks what it really is, okay? A couple weeks. All right. So if you take the $80 to $100 million and multiply it times four, because that'd be four additions, that's $320 to $400 million. And the networks are still looking at them going, we're not going to do that. You know, let's pick a number. Maybe we'll give you a couple hundred million more. Well, if you only get a couple hundred million more, guess what? Everybody gets less. Oregon, Washington, Stanford, and Cal get a ton. UCLA and USC get a ton, but everybody else, in terms of what they were expecting, it's going to be less. Simple. You also, Carl Benson is the former commissioner of the Western Athletic Conference. They were the only conference, the last conference, excuse me, to be at 16. And he said, the problem you have is that when you're getting more schools to come in, you now run the risk of being accused of collusion and legally being accused of collusion. And, for example, if you take more schools from another conference, even though their TV contracts would run out and their grant of rights would run out, you might be facing antitrust lawsuits. Even if you win, you still will end up paying money because you have to have legal fees. Do you feel like risking that? So there's a lot of strikes against doing what a lot of people are enamored with. They're enamored with the idea of two huge super conferences. You notice the SEC's made no moves. They've had Texas and Oklahoma for a year, no moves. And as I've said, the longer this goes with the Big Ten, I've said the entire time, I really believe the Big Ten's holding at 16 unless Notre Dame says yes. And I'm not changing that. Because it doesn't make any economic sense to invite other schools. So we'll do this with basic numbers. So we'll take $50 million and $100 million. If I'm getting $50 million per school, and I add in Oregon, Washington, Stanford, Cal, so we'll take that example, which has been bandied about. Can $50 million become $55 million per school? Yes. But if I add in Stanford, Cal, Washington, and Oregon, and the number is $100 million, am I going to get $105 million per school? No. They're not going to kick in the extra money to do it. Because the brands aren't strong enough to take a higher number higher. They can take a middle number higher. They can't take a high number higher. Can't do it. And the bottom line is the networks combined do not want to kick in an extra $320 to $400 million for four schools. They're not going to do it. It really is that simple. It's all about what the numbers state. If you're sitting there with the Big Ten, you've got four mega brands in football. Big brands. USC, Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan. You also have great second-tier brands. Wisconsin, Iowa, Michigan State, UCLA. I mean, those are great secondary brands. How much more do you now need in order to make this work? You can make this whole thing work, and you have an economic bonanza working for you with the 16 you have. Look at the number of games last year. That had over 4 million viewers. And when you look at that number, that tells you about the power of the brands in all this. Now, by the way, USC and UCLA will not be on this list. I just want to make sure you know that ahead of time. I think I've got it on this one right here. Ding, ding, ding. Got it. There we go. Found it. Okay. So when you look at the college football TV ratings in the 4 million club, Ohio State at 8. Michigan at 7. Penn State overall at 7, 6 in the regular season. That's what I'm talking about, mega brands. And this is where it makes such a big deal. So when you're sitting there and you're looking at the top brands, they're all right there. Why is the Big Ten going to get big money? Who was number one in average TV audience last year? Ohio State, 5.22 per game. Michigan, 4.74 per game. Who was fourth? Penn State, 3.87 a game. Michigan State was eighth, 2.89 a game. Wisconsin was 11th, 2.41. Nebraska, 2.29, was 12th. Should have included them in the second group. Iowa, 164, was 20th. Purdue was 21st, 163. Minnesota, 128, 24th. Indiana, 124, 26th. See, that's what it means. UCLA, by the way, was 29th at 1.18. They actually had more viewers, I believe, than USC. Yes, USC was 32, 1.11. USC did not have a good season. UCLA also had that huge game with LSU that was highly watched. Okay. So in the 4 million club, Penn State had 6 in the regular season, and then the Outback Bowl all had more than 4 million viewers. Ohio State, Michigan at 15.9. Michigan, Michigan State at 9.3 was third. Oregon, Ohio State 7.7 was eighth. Auburn, Penn State was 7.6, ninth. Penn State at Ohio State was 11th, 7.1. Penn State at Iowa, 6.9 was 12th. Ohio State at Minnesota, which is a Thursday night game, was 15th. Michigan, Penn State, 5.9 was 17th. Penn State at Wisconsin was 5.4, 22nd. Indiana at Penn State was 41st, 4 million right on the nose. And then you throw in the bowl game. The bowl game had over 4 million viewers, too. So you're talking about Penn State being the common denominator in 7 of those games. 7 games. In the regular season, Alabama led with 8, to be expected. Ohio State was second with 7. Michigan and Penn State had 6 apiece in the regular season. Georgia, the national champion, at 5. Oklahoma, Wisconsin at 4. Auburn, Michigan State, Nebraska, and Texas A&M at 3. Arkansas, Florida, Minnesota, Notre Dame, Oregon, Purdue, Tennessee had two games with 4 million viewers or more. After that, it was Army, Clemson, Colorado, Florida State, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, LSU, Miami, Mississippi, Navy, Oklahoma State, Texas, Utah, Washington, West Virginia, all had one apiece. That tells you everything. When I'm sitting there and I'm telling you, you know what? Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State are the mega brands. Okay? Here are the numbers. They're the mega brands. Now you add in USC, which we already know is also a mega brand. It's not reflected in the TV numbers. It will be when they get in the Big Ten. And UCLA will bring a really good rating with it, especially when they're playing Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State. You add in USC. Now you get to that secondary level. Michigan State, Iowa, Wisconsin, Nebraska's a draw, UCLA. I mean, the numbers here tell you the story as to why it is the way it is. Okay? Bringing in others will dilute the overall number because it's just hard for anybody else outside of Notre Dame to take $100 million a year per school and be powerful enough to get everybody to 105. It's simple math at this point. Simple economics. And again, it's the TV partners are saying, look, we're not going to pay another $320 to $4 million for the four extra schools. Because, again, they're not strong enough to break even. And I'll make one more quick point about that. Right now, the marketplace is estimating that the new Pac-10 deal could get each school between $21 and $30 million. That is significant, because right now the Pac-12 is getting about 34, 35, right around there. So even though they lose USC and UCLA, but they still would have Washington, Oregon, Stanford, and Cal. If they are such the impact brands that people claim them to be, why is the Pac-10 number going to go down, including them? And as for everybody else, the grant of rights is far more powerful, I think, than people realize. If that were the case, Texas would be playing in the SEC today. Not even they are buying their way out of the grant of rights yet. That tells you something, and they've got money. All right, take a break. Come back with more in a moment. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
If the election's tomorrow, we're deep into the season. No, I'm just kidding. I know that was the primary. You need to go on vacation and relax because you've been a basket case on this show.
I plan to do that.
No, you won't. You'll be checking every box score, pacing back and forth, yelling at little Luke every time he fouls one off the tee.
Actually, he hit one pretty good the other night toward the house, and I was very proud. So we're starting to get there a little bit.
Sorry, 1-for-16 is a terrible batting average. Just kidding. He's 2.
Still better than Joey Gallo. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I hurt his feelings?
I just think you're somebody consumed with hate. You're a hater who now has Harrison Bader.
I see what you did there.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. 6 great flavors of slushies. And the pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. It is all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we are in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf online at sunburymotors.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the King.
Calling in as we speak.
Oh. Okay. Now, you may have seen, by the way, the Auburn quarterback who's fighting for the job with Zach Calzada. T.J. Finley was arrested yesterday trying to evade police. Evidently, the major crime he committed is he was on a moped without a helmet. So, that's the what I understand. Moped without a helmet. Do we have the King now?
Now we got him.
King!
What up?
King!
How's it going?
Good. You point me toward good. Whatever? I talk, it's a good life.
Nope, I just hightailed a home from South Windsor to the beautiful campus of University of Connecticut. Oh, fight the traffic, that's too hot at the shop. Oh my God, it's so hot there. I couldn't sit there and sit in the heat. The air conditioning consists of opening the door. Oh,
yeah.
Whatever. The landlord thinks I should put air conditioning in. I'm like, yeah, okay. Yeah. That's in your building, right? Okay.
Yeah.
It's not happening. So,
right.
You've got like $50,000. I don't. So, whatever. So, anyway, how's life in Pennsylvania, boys?
Good. Odd Matt's going on vacation. Matt's going on vacation next week.
I am.
He's really been an on-air panic basket case for 2 months.
How was the old-timers game?
That was a lot of fun. It was great to be there. It was a great experience. Yanks win big. So Aaron Judge,
Judge hit one.
Yeah, 200th career homer. Yeah, LeMayu's leadoff homer. It was pretty sweet.
Yeah, awesome.
He's 514 awesome now behind Ruth.
He's what?
Oh, my almighty!
He's only 500.
He's 500. He's 514 behind Ruth.
Yeah, there you go. He's the only, who's the other iconic home run hitter in baseball? Well, who's the guy from the Phillies that they got from the Red Sox?
Schwarber, whom
he's
I really
good,
like.
I always like
Schwarber. This guy, I don't get. All right, they just released Jackie Bradley Jr. yesterday.
Yeah.
And they traded Hunter Renfroe to get Jackie Bradley Jr. When the day it happened, I'm looking like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Right. Renfroe is still productive. Jackie Bradley Jr. is DFA'd. Who's running this show?
That guy from Tampa Bay.
He's
got the weird name.
Heim Bloom.
Heim Bloom. Yeah. He's.
It's unreal.
Not the market you do this stuff in.
I know. I don't get what he's doing.
You can get away with it in Tampa Bay because no one's paying attention. But in Boston, they want to hang the guy. I mean, they're just off the wall. And then you let Vasquez go, you know. I mean, the season's pretty much over. I mean, they can still make the playoffs. Well, but
let me tell you this way. He trades Andrew Benintendi for Franchi Cordero. And I'm sitting there going, that's a terrible trade. Right? Well, I know Benintendi, you know, he got dealt because he's actually one of the few productive Kansas City Royals. So now he's with the Yankees. He's not a great player, but he's a good player.
Yeah.
Franchi Cordero, I'm looking around going, what are you getting him for? He's not going to help. Oh, by the way, hasn't helped. He trades Hunter Renfro for Jackie Bradley Jr., who is a superior defensive player, but offensively has mat skills. And you're sitting there going,
get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
But Matt admits he's there's a reason why he's on the radio.
Exactly right.
So, but you know, he makes deals that really an average person who follows the team sits there and goes, I don't get it.
Well, who's the guy they let go? The general manager with the big time guy.
Oh, Dombrowski. And I like Dombrowski. I like Dombrowski
a
lot.
He brought him a World Series. Then they let him go. You know?
I like Dombrowski a lot. Not a little, a lot. And I think the Phillies are going to... The Phillies are already benefiting from this guy's experience. Because look at the trades he made. He got Marsh from the Angels. He looked at his team and said, I can't stand how we're playing center field. He got himself a major league center fielder. May not be the greatest bat going. He's a good bat, not a great bat, but he will save you runs because he's a legitimate center fielder. He then went out and he got Noah Syndergaard.
Yes.
Who, by the way, got the win yesterday. Yep. He made moves where he made his team better, and he made it because the guy gets it.
I mean, the perfect world is to win from within, but you got to have a little of both, and then you got maybe a little more of one than the other. I mean, who's the one who let Mookie Betts go?
I guess that would be Bloom. I mean, that was an ownership move in the end.
Stupid.
I mean, but that was one.
I would never let a player like that get away.
Ever.
Never.
I'd offered him a gigantic contract. It's not my money, but I'd offer, because he's the face of your franchise forever, and he's
everything.
And off the field, he's incredible.
Yeah. And if you're in the New York market, the Philadelphia market, the Boston market, it takes a certain type of player to play there. You know, you've got to have thick skin in order to perform, because the press is going to be all over you. They are going to expect it. And when you've got players who can perform in it, you don't ever let them go.
He thrives.
I'll go back to, what's his name, Crawford?
Yep, Carl Crawford couldn't do it.
Yeah, they brought him into Boston. It ended his career. He went from a perennial all-star to pretty much phasing out of his baseball career. Boston destroyed him.
Ed Whitson, Kevin Brown with the Yankees.
Yeah,
they got to New York and absolutely couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
Couldn't handle it.
I mean, it's a different animal. You had that. The guy we were just talking about who played first baseman for the Red Sox.
Schwarber.
It didn't affect him at all. He walked in there and just started pounding the ball all over the place.
He is one terrific player. He was like that at, you know, because you could see that at Indiana, because he played in Indiana. So he played in the Big Ten. He played against Penn State. You're like, oh, this guy's a big time player.
Yeah, he is. He's a first baseman too. Red Sox don't have a first baseman.
Well, they got Eric Hosmer now. But he's a ground ball line drive hitter, which you'd like to have. But in terms of his ability to play first base is a little bit better than I got to tell you a quick Bobby Dalbec story. The Red Sox are coming into Williamsport to play the Orioles on Sunday the 21st.
Really?
It's the 21st, yeah.
Yeah, Little League Classic this year.
Yeah. So
the Orioles will beat them to death. So
but they're coming in to play the game. So we did the game in Williamsport. In fact, ironically, we have our broadcast booth that we use in Williamsport will be the Red Sox broadcast booth that night. And our Joe Putnam, who works with me, is interviewing one of the Spikes pitchers, Will Lancaster, about what it's like to pitch there, knowing that the majors are going to be playing there in 2 weeks. You know, and he says, you know, how does it feel to play in a place like this where, you know, the major leaguers are going to be coming in, guys like Bobby Dalbec, right? And it was a recorded interview. And I look over at Joe, and I mouth the words, Bobby Dalbec? I said, that's the best you could come up with?
The guy's got all the tools. He strikes out too much.
He's got a looping swing, and it's always he and Chavis have the same swing. The guy for the Pirates, and I've never liked either one of their swings.
I bet that guy Schwarber what's he got? 34 home
Schwarber,
runs.
Schwarber, and you know what? You know what's great about Schwarber? The bigger the game, the better he hits.
Oh yeah, he was awesome last year. I don't get the Red Sox. I don't. Yankees aren't playing so good. The Phillies are playing good.
Phillies are playing well. The Yankees' problem is, and I've been kidding Matt about this, but it is a reality. They have not performed well against the better teams. You know, they played well. They're 2-5 against the Astros. They're 0-2 against the Mets. The Mariners, without Rodriguez, took 2 out of 3. It'll be interesting to see how they do with the Cardinals this weekend because the Cardinals are another good team.
I think the Yankees are kind of plateauing out. I mean, they beat some good teams in the beginning of the year, but still, if you go 500 against the good teams, you got to win.
You're fine.
You
got to
beat the teams you're supposed to win.
Right, and they do that.
But
the Yankees,
what's the record against Toronto? What's the record against Tampa
really
Bay?
Really good.
You know?
They're really good against both of them.
Those are good teams.
What's going to be interesting is next year, because next year you're not going to play this schedule.
Right.
Right? It's going to be a balanced schedule, so you're not going to play Toronto 19 times. You're not going to play Tampa 19 times. It's going to be a balanced schedule starting next year, so that's going to be interesting.
Good.
See how it plays out for everybody. We'll take a break. We'll come back with headlines in a moment, brought to you by Brewers Outlet on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Headlines, let her rip.
All right, so I'm going to go back to our play-by-play call today with the Angels. They had 7 home runs last night, as you mentioned, Steve, and they still lost the game, which is a record. 2 of them came from Shohei Ohtani. So there was, and the Detroit Tigers game last night, there was a guy that lost his beer from a foul ball that literally went right into the beer cup and shattered it in half. He got the beer back, which was good. But I think that is bound to happen in Anaheim sometime next week with the way things are going for that team right now. There will be a fan that will lose a beer next week.
Awesome. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. You know what? I will say this about my trip to Yankee Stadium last week. $15 for like the double size beer bottles. $15.
How much?
$15. 15.
You're not in Sunbury anymore, are you?
No. And a hat at the team store was $36.
Did you hear that? Which team is the most expensive team to go see in baseball?
The Red Sox.
Absolutely, by far.
How about that?
Yeah, but it's a wide margin.
What's a beer there, 20?
It's like, if a family of four, it's like $360.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And second place is like $40 per person behind them.
Yeah.
Of course, the Yankees are up there. The Dodgers are up there. The Mets are up there. But they're not even close to the Red Sox, which just infuriates their fan base even more.
There you go.
When they don't spend money. So,
right.
Steve, what do you got?
Hall of Fame game delayed 20 minutes. Not even Mother Nature wants to watch the Jaguars.
There you go.
Eric Stidham.
Yes. Exactly right. King?
Well, I got a couple of them, but I'll lead with this one. Which quarterback is going to struggle more losing his super-duper receiver, Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes?
Aaron Rodgers, hands down. I think there's way too much hype with the Packers. Rodgers is not right in the head, first of all, but I don't think the Packers are going to be that great a team this year.
I think they'll be. Yeah, I think they'll be. I think they'll be 12-5.
Patrick Mahomes still has a few more better tools than Rodgers has, but
I think Green Bay will be 12-5 because you know what? Their defense is actually really good.
That is true,
and that's something a lot of people aren't looking at.
No, everybody looks at the quarterback. So.
All right, well, I'm going back to Canton, Ohio. I'll be near there this weekend, but I won't be there, unfortunately. I'll be somewhere else in Ohio. But
well, you're not getting inducted?
No, I am not. But
are you going to Marietta, Ohio?
No, I'm going to I'm going near Steubenville.
Okay.
Very nice. Oh.
Yeah.
Beautiful area.
I lived there for 3 years in Ohio.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Amish people. It was awesome.
Yes.
Cobblestone roads.
Yeah, I'm going to a Catholic family retreat center for the week.
Wow.
Out there. But anyway. So, of course, you had the severe weather that affected the game last night in Canton. I'm hearing that flood warnings will continue in Canton, and I love him to death. I can't wait to see his speech, first of all. But they're going to be coming from Dick Vermeil's eyes because he gets a little emotional.
Dick Vermeil, I love him. I have talked to Dick many times. I played a round of golf with Dick, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
And he is an absolute, I can't tell you how much I like Dick Vermeil. Every time I see him, it's like, you know, he's just always great to be around, deal with. Can't say enough good things about him. And the guy can hit a golf ball, but I'm just saying. But I've been around him several times, and every interaction's been great.
One of the most unique NFL coaches to ever coach. He deserves it. And I even argue one of the best talent evaluators, because he's the guy, if it wasn't for him, there'd be no Vince Papale story. Just throwing that out there. He's the one that gave him the chance.
Well, he's a great talent evaluator because he got that group to the Super Bowl.
That's exactly right as well.
And he won.
Not easy. And he won it with the Rams.
That's right.
And he got the Chiefs back on track.
Yes, he did. So, there you go. King?
Is it right that Brittany Griner gets released from prison with the trade? I'm very torn with it. I mean, she's an American, so I want the American back. But when I heard that the Marine that she's going to be paired with has been there for almost 4 years,
I know
that annoys me to no end. This girl took a knee for our national anthem. This guy put his life on the line for our country, but she's a basketball player, so they're going to release her. I'm sorry. I'm torn with that, and I'm really curious to see what Biden does, because I think this is political suicide for him. There's going to be an awful lot of people who are not going to be happy about this.
Well, let me say very quickly about Brittany Griner, and it's actually about the WNBA. The WNBA has to do a better job of educating its players, because so many of them do play overseas in the off season.
She's not that stupid. She's played there for 7 years.
I'm just saying, but they have to educate everybody about, hey guys, guess what? You've got to make sure when you go there that you don't step out of line in any way, shape, or form and give them a list as to why. Because this, look, this is guy. There was a guy from State College. Okay? Guy from State College that was in a Russian prison for months. And he didn't do anything. He's not a spy. I mean, we know the guy. We met him. Like, if he's a spy, then Matt's a spy.
I'm a spy.
Trust me, I don't want to be anyway.
No, I'm a spy. I'm a Russian spy.
I'm not that part. I'm not surprised. I would have guessed. No. Oh, by the way, my other headline is
the other day. So,
anyway. My other headline is Deontay Johnson re-signs with the Steelers. Why?
Exactly. I'm kind of there myself.
He was doing this
for Steelers this year.
God only knows at this point. I think it's going to be Trubisky for right now, but Rudolph's playing well, so
no
who knows?
No way. He won the last 3 weeks, sir.
But Deontay Johnson was staging a hold-in where he was at camp and not perform, but not practicing. I'd have looked at him and said, go ahead, sit there all you want. I'm not going to call you. Okay? In fact, wait by your phone. That's your training camp. I wouldn't have called him. He was under contract. I wouldn't have called him. I go, hey, who, Jerry Rice I call. You I don't.
So why isn't Jimmy Garoppolo getting any looks?
It's probably going to be the right deal. I mean, I think the 49ers are hoping that somebody will trade for him so they get something, but it may not work out that way.
I don't get it. He's one of those players, he wins. You know? He's not great, but he wins.